Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I'm so grateful that you would jump on board. And this month, we're working our way through the Gospel of John, and I hope it's really been encouraging to you. We're at the 8th chapter. We're going to keep going all the way through this. So let's jump into verse 1. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. Now, that's just a short walk. It's you leave Jerusalem, you walk up the hill to the Mount of Olives, you rest for the night, you come back. So Jesus is coming back to the temple, and it says a crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. And as he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery, and they put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? Now, it gets real all up in here when it gets to verse 6, and it says they were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him, but Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer, so he stood up again and said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Is this not awesome? This is a picture, by the way, of the picture of that Jesus did not come to judge. Jesus came without condemnation to save. He came to heal. He came with hope. What they wanted to do was to judge Jesus. What Jesus wanted to do was to heal the woman. This is a big difference, and this is why it's a big deal for us as individuals to recognize that Jesus is enough. We don't need everything plus Jesus. We just need Jesus. We don't need Jesus plus anything. We just need Jesus. Listen to what happens after he says, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. He says, then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. I would love to know what he wrote, but we don't. I guess in my own little mind, I've always imagined Jesus writing, watch this exclamation point. And then when he stooped down a second time, writing, no, really. I'm sure that wasn't it, but I like to, in my mind, imagine that. And when the accusers heard this in verse 9, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Literally, go and do this sin no more. Here is an incident which seems completely out of place in the flow of the intense tabernacle dialogue, an account that is abruptly inserted here with great purpose. And I guess you could say, well, why is this in this part of the story? Well, why would it be particular at this point? Because I think the incident makes visible the meaning of judgment. All through the verbal encounter at the feast, Jesus is being judged by those antagonists. They say that he's never studied. He's consumed with a demon, or he comes from the wrong place to be the Messiah. His witness is not true, that he is a Samaritan. Repeatedly, they seek to trap him and take him. Listen, Jesus had to become their judge, not just because he came to judge them, for he didn't, but because of who he is, the true witness, the one who has come from above. So just like light reveals darkness, Jesus unmasks his enemies' angry motives. I think at times people confuse that when we come face to face with our sin, it is conflicting. None of us like to consider ourselves a bad person. But clearly Jesus was saying here in this time of judgment that they could not judge him, for he had done nothing wrong, and they were not in a position to judge her, for they were sinners as well. So he said, well, just go ahead and drop the rock, and they did. And then he has the ability to look back both at the people that had just been judged and left and this woman. Let's go clean up our own heart before we start trying to find the ease of judging someone else. And our message today, my friend, is everything that matters is a matter of the heart, especially how we judge and how we perceive others without managing our own sin, our own selfishness, and our own pride. So I want to encourage you today, take a moment and stay with the weekday meditation and let God speak to you to say, hey, if you've got a rock in your hand, let's drop it today And if you're there with people holding rocks ready to throw them at you, then let's go and sin no more, but let's not go to judgment. Let's go to love. Let us be a people in love. So I hope you have a great, great day on this Monday. And I look forward to seeing you again as we continue with weekday meditations each weekday and weekday podcasts each day the rest of this week. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.